there is no time. There is no past, present, and future. No such thing. It's just a thing that we're strapped into. Four, restore us the second time, O God. Put away thy indignation. He's indignant toward his people always. Look at the Christian record, and what could you be but indignant? I wonder who killed more people, the Christians or the ones they were supposedly converting? That would be an interesting record finding. Why wouldn't you be indignant? When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The blood of your brother is crying out from the earth, he said in the first place.
Wow.
Wilt thou be angry forever? Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people, in verse 6, and the final salvation in verse 7. Two agains in there, first and the second, restoring us. God does these things two, three times with a man, whether it's Israel, the original Jacob, Israel, the pride of Jacob, whether it's the servant who represents Israel, Jesus, or whether it's us now collectively or us individually. There is this process of giving you two or three chances. But after a while, then he gives up on someone. Psalm 91, verse 13. I only gave four examples, but these themes really are common. Psalm 91. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent. Now, Psalm 91 is all about Jesus. That is 11, 12, and 13. He will give his angels charge of you. That's quoted concerning Jesus in Hebrews 1, isn't it?
Yeah.
That means Jesus. And it means us. Now there is the sense in which Jesus, being formed within us, therefore, as it were, we are now living his life. The life I now live, I live in him. Remember that?
Yes.
Yes.
And Jesus is living through us. And his life, therefore, is a figure of how we're to be. Urgent and striving to please God. I delight to do thy will, O God. The way you are, isn't it? Well, then what are you doing here? Well, then, if you were him, would you want commitment? Or would you want, after what you've done for them, what would you want the attitude to be?
Amen.
So you're just presuming on his kindness then. At any rate, the virgin, our pen is our fun to play with while we're really being serious martyrs, aren't we? Anyway, verse 13 is obviously us, isn't it? Because we are told to do that very thing at the end of Mark. We're told to tread on scorpions. That means that things that would poison you normally, you can overcome, and they don't affect you. That is sin. You can deal with things. Now, not you, Bubbles. When you're mature, you can go to evil places and witness. Not you. You just got a big head. You know what you're doing. So you go to evil places and you do evil. Does that happen or not?
Yes.
It does indeed. Stay away. You don't know what you're doing. Treading on scorpions. You got your big head and you think you can do that. Especially with that level of commitment. Lots of luck. You know, if you're going to stick pins in a tiger, you don't do it real slow. You know what I mean? Don't be half asleep when you're doing it. But that's what you do. Clearly 13 is meant about us. But 11 and 12 are clearly, both of them, applied to Jesus in Scripture. There's no way that that passage therefore makes sense together unless somehow Jesus is now living through us.
Wow.
At least those who do these things. All right. Psalm 94, 12 and 13. 12 to 15. Blessed is the man whom thou dost chasten, O Lord, and whom thou dost teach out of thy law. The two references, the first half are every son whom he receives, he chastises. The mother receives the son on her knees. Then the second one, whom thou dost teach. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he instructs sinners in the way. And the unfolding of thy words gives light and imparts understanding of the simple. Therefore, it's coming into the knowledge and fear of God. Blessed is the man whom thou dost choose and bring near to dwell in thy courts, is another one, the 12. To give him respite from days of trouble until the day of trouble comes. That is, 13 is talking about now, until a pit is dug, until that final day, in other words. That right now you have respite, you are given a little help. When they fall, they shall receive a little help. Now, for the Lord will not abandon, he's not going to forget you under the altar. For justice will return to the righteous, and they'll all follow it. And you all follow Jesus through the east gate into Jerusalem, and that riding on an ass thing is a figure of that. But then, of course, he's going to be as king. You understand that?
Yes.
Psalm 98, 1 and 3. Yes, well, Psalm 98, 2 and 98, 3 are both in our Bible study. Now, verse 1 there. He has done marvelous things. Behold, the Lord is doing a work in your days that you would not be told. You wouldn't believe it if it were told you. It's a new thing. It's created now. That he came and a woman protects a man. That he came and established the church. And the church now protects a man. Is the ark of safety. And therefore we sing a new song now, as David did all along. Singing a new song now. But later we're going to have a new song which no one knows except those who follow the Lamb.
Praise God.
Now in verse 2 and 3, there's the vindication again, has made known his victory. We read before. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. His judgment between the nations. Well, that hasn't happened yet. In verse 3, all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. That hasn't happened yet. That's what we're looking for. That's going to happen at the second coming. But 98:1, part 2, his holy arm has gotten him victory. Isaiah speaks about, there was no man when he looked, and so with his own arm he came and saved us. Something like that in Isaiah. And yet, even then, that applies to the second coming. And yet he has gotten victory already over the devil. But it's going to be revealed at the second coming. The word revealed is a heavy second coming word. It's already here. It's just that we don't see it. But we can see it by faith now.
Right. Praise God.
And later by possession. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not now. Anyway, you can see how that theme of the first and second coming are to be seen. And different ones will be